A story by Janet Albrechtson, wonderful lady, very bright, in yesterday's Australian newspaper prompted me to reprise parts of a speech delivered by the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, to whom Tony Abbott often refers. He delivered it, the Egyptian President, on New Year's Day this year. President Sisi's speech called on Muslim religious leaders to reform Islam. Now, you might imagine, therefore, that peace-loving Muslim clerics everywhere would have risen to that challenge and put their religion under the microscope, as the Christian church did centuries ago, to make it clear Islam doesn't mean what the extremists say it means. Have the clerics, including Australia's Grand Mufti, we'll give him a bit of a holiday for today, more on him tomorrow, responded to President Sisi's call for a religious revolution? Well, not as far as you and I are aware. President Sisi said in January, and I quote, "You imams are responsible before Allah. The world is waiting for your next move because the Islamic world is being torn, it's being destroyed, it's being lost, and it's being lost by our own hands." He went on, "It is inconceivable that the thinking we hold most sacred should cause the entire Islamic world to be a source of anxiety, danger, killing and destruction." And he asked, "Is it possible that 1.6 billion Muslims should want to kill the rest of the world's inhabitants, 7 billion people, so that they themselves may live? Impossible." He said, "I say and repeat again, we are in need of a religious revolution." This is the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, New Year's Day this year. Don't you think it's time the Islamic religious hierarchy, including our Grand Mufti, embraced the challenge?